I'm recording.
Okay, great. So am I.
Welcome to PFG Sounds of the City.
Yeah.
I'm in a apartment. I mean, I could easily jump on the freeway. I'm in my old building. So the sounds of the 101. Think of it like an ocean. Like waves crashing in the background. Yeah. But it's exhaust.
Yeah, and if you can hear, I don't know if you can hear it through your headphones, Megan.
Oh, I can hear it. Oh, I can hear that bird. Yeah.
Here's the issue. This bird fucking, it shows up around. Now, a lot of people would argue it might be different birds. I stick with my theory that it's the same bird.
This motherfucker.
Specifically fucking with me and my child. This fucking bird, dude, I swear to Christ, shows up. At like, and you can still hear it through the closed window. So I don't know what to do. I'm so sorry, you guys. This is just what we're doing. It's fucking hot as shit. It's muggy here.
We have a guest. We have a guest today.
Yeah.
We have this cunt fuck bird.
It like bullies Sebastian. I have so many videos of him just like whining. It sits on the fire escape right outside my window. It starts at like between 5:30 and 6 in the morning. Now already.
Oh, good.
Already, Sebastian, because we know cats are nocturnal hunters, whatever the fuck excuse they have for, I have a cut on my lip that was bleeding. I have a scabbed cut on my lip from Sebastian because this bird shows up at 5:30, wakes his ass up early, and then he's all fired up and running around. And I'm like, I can't open the window. The AC is on. It's like 78 degrees and humid, so I can't sleep with the windows open. But this bird is so fucking loud, and it sits right on the windowsill. Like, head, it's not looking for a mate. Its head is sideways and its eyeball is just like fucking dead on into my cat's eyes. And so then I'm like, and then I wake up and then Sebastian's all hyped up and he doesn't know what to do. And so then he starts flailing around and he scratched my fucking, the top of my lip open.
Jesus. Bad cat.
This fucking bird, dude. And it's here all day, all day, all day. And it was raining.
It's the same bird.
It's
the same bird. This fucking bird.
If you don't think.
He knows what he's doing.
If you don't think I'm not taking videos all day long, like people were videotaping people not wearing masks outside at the beginning of quarantine.
I need you to post these on Instagram very seriously. Oh, just like.
Well, they're going on my OnlyFans. I want my OnlyFans to be like for everyone. So there's going to be pictures of like tits and pussy and fun jacking you off while we're watching Family Feud and then movies of my cat. Essentially all the things that a terrible, crazy girlfriend would send you. That's what's on this OnlyFans.
Bird videos.
Yep.
Obnoxious bird videos.
Yeah. I'm losing my mind. Also.
Oh, me too.
We're both about to start our period. Full disclosure. That doesn't mean that our emotions are not real. That doesn't mean that there's not a bird outside of my fucking window.
Wouldn't that be great if, first of all, I truly hope in my heart of hearts that the bird sounds that we are both hearing do not come through on this recording. Because then it just makes us look even crazier. I hope no one can hear the 101. Yeah. We're currently locked in a fucking padded cell together. We don't have microphones. We do not have a laptop recording. That's how this simulation ends. Which at this point, you guys, first of all, I'm really sorry we didn't have an episode last week. But boy, fucking howdy, have I just had a real fun, just a fun vacay back home.
I know.
Stay in the old building again, you know, just been really, but I really felt terrible about that. I still can't form words, which, you know me, so that's really bad. If I'm like, you know how I normally speak poorly? Listen to me now. I can't. I've told the same story about 300 times to various people. Repeated myself constantly. I've started almost every conversation I've had over the last week literally with, I am so sorry. I am completely emotionally and physically and mentally drained. I might not make sense.
But
I apologize.
Can I have...
That's how I started almost every conversation.
And then it was followed with, can we have another round of pina coladas? Because I don't know if you guys know, Megan's been on vacation in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That's why we couldn't record.
You know where it's,
we're going to record and I'm like, you know what? Take a break.
Enjoy.
Have a vacation.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, like, also, you know, we did it, guys. We beat COVID. So everything's wide open here. We're just fucking, we're bar hopping. We're at the beach. I'm just going on hikes, just fucking making out with other. Me and Preston have been couple swapping, just random people on the street. It's crazy. It's really, it's the vacation we needed.
Yeah.
For us as a couple.
We're making out with people on the hike. We're making out with people's dogs on the hike. Because it was scary because dogs.
People dogs?
People dogs. Yeah, yeah. People dogs. You know the big.
That is, L.A.
I love a people dog. The kind of dog, that's my favorite breed of dog. The kind that looks like it would be played by, like, Tim Allen in a Disney movie. Like, voiced by Tim Allen. Like, he was a mean stepdad.
A basset hound.
Yeah, he was a mean stepdad. And then one of the kids was a witch and put a spell on him. And now he has to be a dog for a week to learn a lesson. Like, those are.
See, I would say this is one of our classic great movie ideas. But I definitely, that movie has been made. That definitely is a movie that exists.
For sure. Oh, I'm sure it's been done many different times, and I've never watched one of those to completion. I don't know why I talked about watching a movie like I talked about coming. I almost said fucking, but I was like, well, no one's doing that, but fucking myself?
Oh.
Oh, good.
My egg. I just have an egg squoozing out of my body right now, and it really hurts.
Yeah, I might close that window. Sorry.
Oh my God, you guys, I really hope I'm conflicted because I hope you can hear how annoying this bird is, but I also hope you can't. So we sound extra triple super insane.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do, because I keep looking like, leave my kid alone. Like, I'll walk over and smack the window and be like, get the fuck out of here. And then it goes away because Sebastian just cries and whines and looks at me. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do.
I really want your neighbors to be hearing this. You just yelling, you hitting things in your apartment. Leave my kid alone. Leave my son alone. Sweetie, do you want more ham?
Yeah.
Just like, what is this woman doing?
Yeah, I'll put a video.
The prostitute with a child next door is violently attacking the walls and windows.
First of all, these people are lucky that they have a hooker like me staying in this building, because people are moving out of this place left and right. Just every, it seems, honestly, like, I'm not even joking, every other day they're moving furniture out. And they, I got a bill. I don't know if I texted you a picture of this. So I got my invoice for rent for July and it said $0. And I was like,
You told me about this, but you didn't text it. Yeah.
But so I was like, this is, I was like, oh my God, that's really cool. They're giving a discount, because I check Zillow and all these things. And like every day there's a new apartment that's my size, if not bigger, that's furnished and everything I'm looking for. That's like dropping down by $50, $100. I could get a place like this for $500 less than I pay for this place. And so I'm like, oh, they're probably being cool. And they're like, yeah, shit, everyone's moving out. We'll give them like a free month.
You idiot.
Yeah, I thought like, oh, they're giving a free month. And I went back to the month before where I just blindly paid $2,300. Yep, that's how much my rent is. I'm tired of hiding the truth. You know, this whole earth, we're going up in flames, so I don't care.
I'm tired of hiding the truth. Like fucking some government whistleblower. I will not be silenced any longer. Jesus Christ, what a fucking hero. We got a regular firefighter. Living in Wendy's studio apartment, firefighter Wendy, just fucking saving lives, dropping truths,
yelling at birds, protecting my kin.
Kin?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
But like, so I went back to the month before and the invoice for June also said $0. So I was like, oh, maybe they gave us like, oh, a free month. And because I paid it in full, they're just like, oh, this dumb bitch, we're giving everyone a break for a month because, no one has jobs. There's a global pandemic. This rent is stupidly high and the city is going to shit right now. So, like, if I was a landlord, I would for sure do that just to be cool. Like, hey, we're giving you guys a break. I know it sucks. And, like, thank you for paying rent every month and on time, because a lot of people are just defaulting on rent. And in New York, you cannot evict somebody. Like you can't evict anyone. So I thought it was like a, hey, thank you for paying rent on time and in full this whole time. So I sent an email and I was like, hey, before I just want to check and see, is this.
Before I think you're nice.
Yeah. Before I fucking blow this money on a BB gun and bird traps.
Bird. I think those are just called bird houses.
Oh no, mine's gonna be a trap. It's gonna be a birdhouse with a mouse trap inside of it. Oh, this is a trap, baby. So before I spend all my money on bird traps that I then take to Shark Tank and become a bazillionaire, I want to double check and make sure this is not a typo. And I thought for sure they'd be like, "It's not a typo. We just love you." They wrote back,
"Suck our dicks."
Yeah. They wrote back, it was like, with the correct bill of $2,300, and then a follow-up email in fucking all caps, like, "We cannot offer discounts or free month's rent at this time because even amidst the current climate," I think they said, and I wanted to be like,
climate.
Global? "Even amidst this global pandemic."
That's our new makeup line, global.
Yeah.
For dog people everywhere.
Right. Maybe she's ovulating. Maybe she's glomal. She's a glomal gal.
She's a glomal gal.
Are you glowing? No, I'm sweating. I'm sweating from hormones that are rapidly.
No, I'm gloaming.
I'm gloaming. It's a gloam up. Oh, this is sweat because I'm rapidly approaching menopause and also drink an energy drink right before I go to sleep. I think it's good. So and then in caps, but yeah, basically like, "We can't offer any kind of whatever," and just basically like a fuck you. And so they're lucky that I am a prostitute or whatever the fuck I've been doing to pay rent. You know what I mean? Sending pictures of my pussy to people that I used to talk to. It's kind of genius. It's kind of a genius plan.
COVID? That's, guys, everybody thought that COVID was created by the 5Gs. To, you know, kill us or make us gay or, you know, stop women's bodies from having periods. The people at the center of the earth are controlling all of this. Who knows what they're doing? But it wasn't. It was actually created so Wendy could make money sending pictures of her pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy did. Wendy?
I got to tell you. Now, it's pretty sweet that, I mean, it's just, I don't want to go into details because, again, who knows what's legal? Who knows who's listening to this podcast? I'm probably making this up and joking. But I will just, I want to give a broad thank you. It's pretty great. It's like being on furlough. And if I could make a terrible pun, fur ho. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, guys, thanks for listening to Pussy Fart Gang this week.
And forever, because that's the end of the show.
I mean, we can't get better than that.
I know.
It'll never get better than that.
No, but I did yesterday when they were moving furniture out of the place above me. It was so loud. It sounded, because I've been watching a lot of true crime, obviously, duh. I'd like, we even have to say that. So there's just loud, I mean, banging and flopping around, like crazy sounds upstairs. And so I walked out into the hallway to be like, what the fuck is going on? I'm trying to watch Dr. Phil and foam roll my calves and my cats.
But really quick. Wendy, now, this is where we are in the end of the world. Because it's not COVID. It's the end of the fucking world at this point. We're at the place where Wendy considers Dr. Phil true crime.
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure. So that's today's date, June 30th, will forever be known as the day in which Wendy discerned.
welcome to this discernment. Sunday's discernment was so good. And that's actually in our cult. That's what we'll call our Sunday morning talks. They're discernments.
Yes, discernments.
Where instead of like preaching a lesson, we just go through the crowd of people. And by people, I mean you, our great listeners and cult members. And we just make fun of the clothes that you're wearing. A diss sermon.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Correct. Oh, Jesus.
But yes, I went out and I was like, what the fuck? I opened the door and I was in like a sports bra and some fucking just shorts that were all the way up in my
inside of you.
Just inside. Just camel toe was almost as big as the meat on my inner thighs because it's right in that sweet spot right before you start bleeding where you just swell up. And
with blood,
just with blood.
That's how it works, gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
When women get bloated when they're on their period, it's not water weight. It's all the blood that's going to come out of us. It just pools just a few skin layers underneath. So we're just like, it's a nice, like, thick layer of just disgusting period blood.
Yeah, so I had that sweet bubble blood cunt.
Ooh.
And I walked out, I opened my door, and I go, what the fuck is going on? And the chick who I'm whispering, because this place has thin walls, and you know this. The chick that lives a floor above and opposite side of me, I think she is 100,000,000% for sure fucking the landlord for free rent. Because that bitch does not, if I don't have a job, that bitch for sure doesn't have a job. That bitch for sure doesn't have a job. She's always playing weird, like loud, like in the middle of the day, just like certain times, like super loud, like Celine Dion or like 90s R&B. And I get it's probably like to cover up like fucking or whatever. But she's an actress, big air quotes. And like she,
oh, yeah.
I don't know if she has a green card. Yeah. I don't know what she's like. She's not from here. She's Iranian. And so I it's weird to me that she's even like still here. She's very sweet. And here's the other thing too. She's over the top with like being loud and being very friendly and nice and always talking about how hard it is to be an actress. And I'm like, where the fuck are you acting? I've never seen you in anything. And the fucking building manager who is hot, and if he is listening, I will suck your dick for rent. I've said it before. I'll say it again until you let me do it. At least at this point, I'll suck your dick for a new set of blinds. He's always, like, I went outside, what the fuck is happening? And she's leaning in her doorway in a fucking, like, jeans and a bra. And he's talking to her. And they're like, oh, hi. And they both got really uncomfortable. And they're like, oh, what's going on? And he's like, oh, we're moving furniture out of that building. And I go, oh. And she was like, were you taking a nap? And that's when I was like, no, I should have said yes. I go, no, I'm trying to watch Dr. Phil.
wait. Oh, my God. That's the saddest thing. Wendy, oh my God, you guys, red fucking alert. Wendy is so far gone, deep in the simulation. She didn't even think to lie in that moment. She just went, no, I'm not taking a nap or working. Because you could have just been like, no, I'm just working. I'm trying to work. You fucking just went, no, I'm trying to watch Dr. Phil, goddamn. Like in any sort of world, that would be a fucking... a thing to say that people are like, oh my God, I am so sorry. Did our work that we are doing, moving furniture, disrupt the important thing you were doing? That thing being watching for sure a 5-year-old episode, not a new episode of Dr. Phil. You know what? We are going to cover this month's rent for you.
I thought it would work. And then they... And so they were like, oh, and then he goes, oh, we're just moving furniture. And I said, oh no, it was really, and he's not going to ever fuck me for rent because I tried to recover. Cause I'm like, oh, I don't want to seem lame. Like, oh, I'm watching Dr. Phil. Cause as soon as I said it, I was like, that is kind of lame. And then I followed up with like, oh no, but like, I go, no, but it like woke my cat up. And then I was like, ooh, that's worse.
Oh, I swear to God, so much worse.
I was like, I'm like, oh, that wasn't good. He's not gonna let me suck his dick for rent. And I'm like, I know what's a better excuse. Mike, he woke my cat up from his nap.
Yeah.
Mike.
At least you didn't say son.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, you have a son. You go, yes, his name is Sebastian, and he is a cat. He has a prickly dick covered in fur. Also, you know, I've been meaning to send an email. It's the one bird in the city of New York has decided to come to my house, bother my son every day. Like, they're just, like, writing the eviction paperwork. Like, okay, we know there's no evictions right now, but this is a special circumstance. This is an unwell woman. We must get her out of here. The building feels unsafe.
Yeah. Oh, I had to just quickly recover because then what I wanted to say was, hey, quick question. Are you guys fucking? Like, now that I know that someone's not getting bothered.
You might as well. You might as well have just fucking gone all in.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to recover because then I was like, oh, that's shitty because they're working. He goes, oh, sorry. I go, no. I go, just was let him. Like, I don't know. And then I've been watching a lot of true crime. Now, again, I'm in a sports bra with a blood bubble cunt hanging out of my little stretch shorts. And I'm like, I go, sorry, I just watched a lot of true crime. And so I didn't know if it was, I mean, it could sound like a fight. I don't know what's going on. So I was just like trying to be a good neighbor and make sure no one's getting murdered. And they just like looked at me like, okay. And then I was like, all right, well,
what are you guys doing later?
Yeah, you guys, can I get in on whatever operation this is? Because I'm also, she's an actor, so I'm a podcaster, if you know what I mean. A wink, wink.
A wink, wink. That means none of us make any money. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the moral of that is I'm going to find a place and figure out how much they want to put down and then just, like, slowly start
suck someone's dick
and then suck that person's dick. Yeah.
Yeah, you've learned from... See, this is... Guys, we all make mistakes in life, but it's important that you learn from them, change your behavior in the future, and move on.
Right.
So this is a perfect... This is a perfect example.
It is.
Again, fucking... lean in, baby. Let's do this. So the next time when Wendy is trying to get an apartment for free and have sex with a person, she's going to... Yeah, I made that mistake one time saying... How dare you? I am watching a rerun of Dr. Phil and my cat son was disturbed. She's going to go, nope. I was working at my very important and well-paying job of talking to myself.
Yes.
Because that's all you can hear. Oh.
Yeah. So I'm stuck in this shithole.
Well, I've had a fun week too.
Yeah. See, that was what's been going on.
I'm so tired. Okay. I'm going to. Because similarly to Wendy, I don't know what's legal and what isn't. Whatever. To sum everything up, I didn't think... So June 28th, which very sweet. You guys, a couple of you sent me messages, which I'm going to cry. Because you remembered what June 28th was. And I literally can't even handle that. So June 28th was the year anniversary of my mother's death. I did not think... I would spend that day getting power of attorney for my father so I could make sure he doesn't die on the streets. I didn't think it would have been nice to just have, like, you know, be in California, go to the beach. What would have really been an ideal day was have her ashes, go out on the boat in San Pedro where her mother and my uncle were dumped. Let's call it what it is. You're just dumping a bunch of fucking burnt shit in the water. Been contemplative, you know, like my mom's favorite beer was Corona. Have a Corona, whatever. Have like a nice. Instead, we got to one of the. So we've been here. Today's day 10. So not today, and not so 8 days straight. We drove to and from Ventura, which another nice thing about COVID, it's less than an hour each way. It's been fucking crazy. Usually, that's like a 2+ hour drive.
That is, I mean...
So, bright side.
Look for the silver lining in every situation.
But so we had to... So this is just... I mean, guys, I really wish... Because what's been super, super frustrating about all this is I haven't talked to a single person, be it APS, detectives, people at the nursing home, people at the hospital, also sorts of social workers... people at the bank, my dad's fucking union, that across the board aren't like, it's so terrible, this is so prevalent, it happens so often. So you would think that then you could go, okay, that's terrible, but good, because that means that you have like a fucking playbook you can give me of what exactly everything I need to do. And they do. There was one woman that's been like, just, I've been very, very, very fucking lucky. Oh, I got a good story too about the one fucking piece of shit I had to deal with during all this. So many people have been so nice and so helpful, especially when I'm like, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm probably going to repeat myself. I'm so fucking tired. I've talked about this a million times. Everyone's been super nice. So they get like certain things to do, but it turns out no, there's also like legally very few ramifications that'll probably happen. Despite that, they want to do that. It's just, there's a reason people do this for a living because it is very hard to prove, you know, you ingratiate yourself. Even my dad's multiple times been like, well, she was really helpful, you know, for a long time. And I'm like, no, she wasn't. Like, she wasn't. That's what she was doing. That was her job, was being helpful so that you then, after a few months of her putting in hard work, give her your fucking PIN code.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're drunk or you're sick or whatever. And she, I'll go to the bank for you. Just give me, I found some paperwork that's sketchy. This is all shit I have to deal with when we get back. But yeah, so my dad, we don't have like the title to the car, the car. I'll send you pictures, Wendy. It looks like it was left in a junkyard for like 2 years. How absolutely disgusting it is. It looks like someone poured like oil all over the seats. I don't know how anyone could even have driven this thing. Preston drove it 2 miles, which all the problems me and Preston have, like, and last year was really hard, and we've talked a lot, not this week really much because we've been a little focused on something else. He's stepped up so fucking hard.
Yeah.
This week and just gone like above and beyond to, it's been an absolute nightmare, and I don't know what I would have done without his help in getting this shit accomplished. But like, we don't have the title to the car. My dad's, it's just so much, like, bills haven't been paid in like months. Important things, like really important things, haven't been dealt with. Which that's what, like, is, my dad's an asshole. He's abusive and an alcoholic and a piece of shit. But he's always been very good about like paying his bills and stuff. Which is why I'm like, okay, so they keep saying like baseline, his memory is bad and he's confused, but like that's his baseline, so it's okay. And like, doesn't that mean that no, he's not okay? It makes no fucking, and like, if a man has like a 73-year history or whatever of paying bills on time or early, and then all of a sudden things aren't paid for 8 months, that's not a fucking red flag. It's just
right
wild. But we had to get power of attorney. It was such, because he doesn't have a valid ID. So we had to go to, we had to get a witness, two witnesses. Luckily, Preston and I aren't married, so he could be one. We had to get a friend from LA to drive up and be the second witness who's met my dad. Fuck it. Like, and now that I have power, it's just, it's so insane what this last week has been like.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really trying to do the right thing here and like help him, but it's really hard. It's really difficult, especially just with like how he is.
Mm-hmm.
And like the victim advocate I've been talking to has been really, really amazing. She said she has like a similar family situation apparently. And she said, she's like, what's hard? She's like, I had a similar situation to you where, you know, this was a person that was not kind his whole life. And the problem when they get older, like even like a nice person, once you start losing your fucking mind, you're mad and you're agitated and all, you know, so like a really nice person could turn into a fucking nasty asshole.
Yeah.
So I'm dealing with a person who that's their baseline, to use a word I've heard so many fucking times this week.
Yeah.
And then it's just like turned up to a million.
I can't even imagine.
So it's been like trying to do the right thing. And then, you know, he started accusing me of like, well, why am I trying to help? Or, you know, like, well, you know, that's when he said, he was like, well, she was really helpful once. And then look what she did. And I was like, I literally don't want anything from you. I need access to your money so I can like put, like we can afford to get you into a place that isn't a cardboard box on the street.
Right.
But if you fucking, you know, that's, we're, it's, things have been okay. So we'll see what happens. But at some point.
Yeah.
we'll have to walk away if they, you know.
Yeah.
But as of now, it's pretty okay. But it's just, I've never been this tired in my life. I've also been, two positives, been sleeping great. Because I am so exhausted by like 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Because since 6:30 in the morning, I've just been fucking doing shit. Like incredibly terrible, emotional, draining nightmare shit. And then actually sleeping, but still completely exhausted every day. And my shits have been great. Just like constant nervous anxiety shits. Just falling out of my body. So that's been nice. Haven't been eating much, so probably dropped a couple of pounds.
Hello.
So, you know, we have a fucking blind piece of shit that we have to take home now.
Aw.
He's very smelly. I think he's rotting from the inside out.
Yeah, poor little guy.
Poor little smelly blind idiot. He's very cute. If you like blind, horrifying, demon-looking dogs.
I know.
It's right up your alley. So have to take that dog home. I just, See, guys, I'm sorry. I'm so fucking exhausted. I'm not going to cry. I would not wish this on anyone. And I do not under the fact that people do this, and it is so fucking common, is absolutely one of the grossest things in the world to me. Because my dad doesn't have a lot of money by any means. He worked his whole life. He has a good pension. He has a, you know, again, because he worked his whole life, he gets a good amount in Social Security. But we're not talking, you know, tens of thousands. There's no investments. Basically, the amount of money he gets is like he could be in like a decent assisted living. Not even the best. Like decent. And someone came and took everything from him.
Mm-hmm.
Every month. It's just, and it's like one of those, to me, you know, when someone like robs a liquor store and murders the clerk
mm-hmm.
for like $50.
Yeah.
It's like where I'm like, you didn't even get enough to like last you a year. Cause also she's an idiot. So it's like blown every month. Like she's just spending it.
Yeah, she's not.
I saw the apartment. My dad was left, by the way. I don't think my dad was left abandoned in a vacant apartment with a mattress on the floor. It's just. And I'm not. Again, my dad is not a nice man. This is not like on a human level, you guys. Like, just to do that to a person. Like, this is a person who was emotionally abusive to me and my mother her entire life. And still, I'm like, this can't stand.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to see this woman punished for this. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking crazy. And she probably won't be.
No.
She probably won't be.
Because it's difficult to prove. And, like, it's just, and here's the other thing, too. And this is, like, the reason you would think it would make sense to go for, like a smaller target is because it's less. And your dad was kind of, like, the perfect target, which talked about. And this goes back to something that we've said before, which is even if you don't want to be nice, just be a nice person for selfish reasons. So here's an example. When you're a mean, nasty person, you push people out of your life. So then you're alone. Mm-hmm. So your dad is the perfect target because after your mom died, your mom was the only person that was like nice to him and gave yep. a shit about him. And so when your mom was gone, this woman was like, oh, he's such a piece of shit, because she saw the way that he talked to you. So she's like, nobody's going to come and check in on this asshole. And it's not like he's super rich. So she's not draining like huge funds. He doesn't have like money managers where any, she's the only, nobody knows. So that's why she could do that. And it's like, it's so.
No, he's an alcoholic.
Yep.
Keep him drunk. Like, I mean, it just really, and it's what I, you know, between the detective and APS and all the other, like, yeah, it's, this was, she got the terrific target.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. And I'm fucking sticking with
yep.
it. But she did.
Yeah.
She 100%. It was the fucking perfect situation. Wife just died. You know, and he's like, oh, she was so helpful with your mom. And I was like, first of all, no, she, like, I'm, because also I'm walking on fucking eggshells here. Because if he, like, and it, you can see it, like, where he'll, like, he gets a look on his face and his tone changes, where I'm just like, I need to keep him, like, reasonable so that I can, like, do that. I'm fucking trying to help him. But I can already, like, and it's happened a couple times and I've managed to talk him back where it's like he sees it, like, where I'm gonna, you know, I'm just trying to take his money or, you know, do something. Well, in this fucking con was, he told me that she, you know, told him, well, you know, they're just going to put you in a home and, you know, like the cheapest place they can get and take all your money. And I'm like, literally, what I'm trying to do is file fucking bankruptcy for you so all these creditors will stop coming after you. And then the entire amount of money you're getting every month is going to go for you to live in a place. I'm literally not, when you die, I won't get anything. Because there won't be anything, because I'm going to use all the money you have to get you into a good enough place that you don't fucking escape. and end up like one of those old people that, you know, walks into the ocean or the woods or something.
It's so crazy how when somebody with whatever the situation is, whether it's like you're in an abusive relationship, when your abuser, they convince you that when your friends are like, hey, we look, we got to get you the fuck out of this relationship. Mm-hmm. But when you're with an abuser for so long, the abuser convinces them that like, No, they're not trying to help you. You're going to be alone. And they're they'll move you out, but I've been with you the whole time. I've been with you even though you're a dumb piece of shit. And so the people will stay with their abuser. And that's even like drug addiction, anything you see. And I watched my brother for years where he was like on heroin and like on the streets getting beat up and robbed and almost dying. And we'd be like, we need to take you to rehab. And in his mind, because of the addiction, we were the bad guys trying to take away his good time, and the people that were giving him drugs were his friends, and that's this woman. And it's so crazy where you can see he has moments of clarity I'm just trying to be cool. But then God forbid if you say anything negative about her, then that part of his brain switches where it's like, oh yeah, she did say that you were going to try to put me in a home. And it's like, what is she trying to be like the cool one? Like, she's like, they're just going to put you in some home where people bring you 3 meals a day. Not like me. I'm going to let you live in your own apartment. You get to sleep in a mattress on the floor like a cool runaway teenager.
I'll bring you Burger King once a day.
Yep. And you can drink as much booze as you want.
No, that's exactly, literally, it's just
horrific. It's horrific. And
it's disgusting. And it's, again, it's my dad, but this isn't a person I would ever, you know, I know a lot of people have great relationships with their dad and that's great. I have friends that have amazing fathers. I do not have that. I'll put it that way. I do not have that. I never have. I never will. But it's not right what has happened to him. And he is totally complicit. But he's complicit because he, you know, was dead. This is what happens. Lonely old people. This is the thing. Constantly. Like everyone I've talked, it's just, yeah. And it's exactly this situation. A spouse dies. They don't have children or they're estranged from their children. There's no other family. They lived in Kansas and then, you know, went to retire in San Diego or whatever. So there's not even an old coworker or anyone around. There's some place where they know absolutely no one. And one of these fucking people walk in and, oh, let me, I can trim your roses for you. Do you need help folding laundry? No, I'm just out of the goodness of my heart. This is, you know, I just love helping elderly people. I just love it. And then you do that for a few months and you hang out with them and they feel safe and comfortable. And they're like, oh, I have a friend. This is someone who cares about me. And no one else in this whole world cares about me. And then they fucking go, do you want, let me just help you with your finances. You know, you're shaky. I know it's getting harder. I would love to help you with that. And then all of us, it's just fucking. And then because they're no good to them dead. Is the other thing. Unless you get someone to sign a will or, you know, some beneficiary forms or whatever, you need to keep them alive. So you keep getting that Social Security and pension or whatever the fuck it is. So, yeah, you're going to do the bare minimum, whatever you need to do. That's why, you know, things happened that we'll talk about privately and on the Patreon. But, like, yeah, so you get them fucking Taco Bell every day. You get him burger, whatever, you know, make sure, like, try and give him his pills, whatever. But because you want to keep him alive, barely alive, so that they're not a hassle for you to deal with. But you want to keep him alive. So because the second somebody dies, that death certificate goes straight. You don't think the government fucking wants to make sure that they get that shit immediately?
Yeah.
So they can stop paying out? It's just, it's really awful. It's so, and the nightmare mess, the fact that she is dealing with nothing and I managed to get about like 4 file folders and 2 boxes of things into like 3 folders in my suitcase. But it's like bills and, you know, credit card stuff and bank and just like all these documents. And I've called a few things that like needed to happen immediately, but all of this is stuff I'm going to have to do this week. We're just like in all of my free time call these places and, you know, they're going to be like, well, you know, I'll be like, well, you know, money, we'll figure that out later. But as of now, like, this needs to be canceled. All this needs to be canceled.
Yeah.
It's just, and I don't know what to do. That's the thing where I'm like, great, this happens all the time. So tell me what to do.
Right.
We don't know. It's different. It can't be that different. Like, it's just.
Yeah. There's got to be a way. And then you think even like with credit card companies and with different, and you think that, again, if you're like, if it's something that happens all the time, it's like, okay, so then what do we do? And they're just like, even on that end, it seems like credit card companies and a lot of those places, like some people might be like, you said the AAA people were like, cool. But like some other companies are probably like, okay, great. Yeah. That sucks. Shit happens. Give us our money. And so, but like everyone's trying to get, especially now, it's really is gross. And like, I understand that like people need to be paid for like, you know, what they're owed for like work or for things like that or when it's fair, but stuff like credit cards and things like that, where it's like the interest rates are jacked way the fuck up. And just the whole capitalism, the whole system in America is so fucked that like, I mean, it's so unfair that it's like, just fucking knock it off, wipe the slate clean, especially in a situation like this with your dad, where it's like, okay, like you said, obviously this is not like, obviously this is a fucked up situation. So just clear it. Just clear the slate. There's like, I don't, but everyone is still going to try to make it super difficult and you have to jump through hoops because everyone's going to try to get any extra like penny that they can out of the situation.
If you didn't think that like I minimum of 10 times before this power of attorney was signed was like, just again, I'm going to ask you and then I'm going to ask you after I ask you. Me signing this, I in no way become responsible for his debts, correct? Asked fucking also the notary we dealt with, again, just lucking out on amazing people. This notary went, we were texting when the whole thing with the ID happened. She went above and beyond to help us. Turns out her boyfriend, similar situation I'm in right now. Me and we were texting back and forth about what they're going through and this, because she was like, yeah, it's just such a nightmare. She was like, I'm looking into just like working exclusively with like rehab facilities and like assisted living places. Cause she was like, I just want to help. This is like watching my boyfriend go through this and his dad's like my dad, it sounds like. Because she made a comment the first day where she was like, yeah, when I asked her, she was like, that my boyfriend's thing before he signed, he was like, I need to make sure that this man's not going to ruin my life before I try to help him. And I was like, same boat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I've worked really hard my whole life to be good with money, and I'm not going to let an act of kindness for an unkind man ruin that.
Right.
Like, that would. I would just be like, bye. Okay. Well.
The other thing that to me is like extra impressive about all the stuff that you're doing is because you don't have a good relationship with your dad, like you're doing all this and I cannot even imagine that it's literally a thankless job that you're doing. Cause I imagine, you know, like in another situation where someone would be like, thank you so much for helping me. I didn't realize this was going on. I'm sorry for being a dick. I was like brainwashed by this person. Mm-hmm. But to have where you're like, hey, dad, I'm trying to help you. And he's just like, okay. But so like in his mind, he thinks he's now like onto it, where you're like, you pointed out, you're like, no, dad, she was nice because she's been ripping you off. And now I'm going to help you.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
We have to pause for a second. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm recording again.
So am I again. What's going on? What happened?
Oh, no, that was just, it's fun. See, guys, we're fucking real here. We fucking do shit in real time. That was the tow company calling about the car. I don't know. So hopefully they can pick it up. Because again, we don't have a title. But apparently, guys, Cars for Kids, motherfucking Cars for Kids, finally got to call them.
Shut up.
It was too easy. Apparently. If it seems, we'll see what happens with this tow company, because he asked about the title, but it seems like if you just want to fuck with a friend, you can call Cars for Kids and be like, yeah, 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 go pick it up over here. And they'll just come pick up the car with like no proof of anything.
Hilarious. It turns out these kids need cars. They need cars
fucking bad.
What a fun prank you're to just play like an April Fool's joke, and your neighbor comes out or your spouse, and there's just like a group of like 7 to 9 year old kids with like musical instruments on their back trying to load a fucking car on a tow truck.
Jesus. Well, and then the guy, they told me, you don't need to be there, don't worry. And then the guy's like, is it accessible from the front? And I was like, it was yesterday. I was like, I'm on my way to the airport. Horsey noise winky face. I mean, I am pretty soon, but I'm not in the area. And they told me yesterday that was no problem. And now the guy's like, well, it needs to be, I'm on a flatbed, so it needs to be accessible from the front. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what to tell you. I was like,
well, and that seems this operation seems illegal. I gotta say.
I know.
Because, hold on, not only do you not have the title, but you're like, should I be there? I'm like, no, you don't have to be there. We can just smash a window.
When we got off the phone with the car, he's like, we both were laughing because we were like, what the, I thought this was going to be an absolute nightmare, which it still could be. There's still time.
Right.
But he was like, I get, like, do you need, like, a title? No. Do you need proof of owner? No. Do you need any... Like, it was just...
No proof of ownership even? Like, nothing? Nothing?
They said, well, because I was like, registration, the registration's expired. And they're like, do you have something? Like, and I was like, yeah, we have 2019 registration. They're like, perfect.
Dude.
Crazy.
You may have just uncovered, because I don't know anyone that's ever used cars for kids. I think you may have just uncovered, like, a giant fucking scam.
Oh, no, I told the detective, yes, because she asked me, and I told her, and she was like, oh, good, you got a title. And I was like, no, but apparently, I was like, I'm surprised people don't just screw with their friends and, like, get their, like, cars picked up. And she started laughing. She was like, great, this is going to be the next case that comes across my desk.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I'm just letting you know. Turns out, cars for kids.
That is a front. That is a full scam operation. That is
something's weird.
That's a front for some kind of. I bet it's like a front for probably. I would guess, if I'm being honest,
child prostitution.
Absolutely, 100%. You're reading my mind. Think about it. They're not actually. They obviously don't give a shit about the cars or the. More importantly, they don't
care
about
the kids.
They don't know about the owners of the cars, the commercials. Because I've been noticing, they're. It seems like every the kids, first of all, are fucking super hot. I find them to be in inappropriate clothes, and they're dancing rhythmically with their hips. I saw there's a new commercial where that's like a purple type of little outfit that they're all wearing, and whoo, hot stuff. Again, I've been watching a lot of Dr. Phil, and these commercials come on in the middle of that, and it's like it's a smart way to advertise. The child prostitutes, because you just have different kid hookers, hooker kids.
Also, this is important. Sorry. I mean, not as important as hooker kids, but when you call and you're on hold, they play, it's the Cars for Kids song, but it's not the Cars for Kids song. The lyrics are different. It's the same. It was like, fuck, what was it? It was like, we are IRS approved. Boo, boo, boo. We come to you. Like, it was so fucking, like, it was, they answered too fast. I really wanted to hear the rest of the remix.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now, I want to hear it. So here's what we'll do. We'll call, and then as soon as they pick up, we'll say, hi, hold please. And maybe we'll trick them into putting us on hold so we can listen to the whole fucking song.
Oh God, it's so, guys, see, you know, again, this has been a real nightmare of a week. I want to sleep for about a month, but like everything in life, it's 99% shit, but then there's little glimmers of hope.
You call Cars for Kids. They're like, hi, Cars for Kids, are you looking for a blonde or a brunette? And you're like, excuse me,
God damn it. This guy's calling again.
Yes.
Okay.
Is this Cars for Kids?
No. Okay, again. So, yeah, that was the guy. just to wrap up that everyone, like, this woman is an absolute awful person. The people she knows with are awful people. But, and I'm largely a pessimist. But there are a lot of good people. So that was the tow truck guy who was like, there's a car in front of the car, so I can't access it. And he told me what the car looked like. Well, that's the neighbor at my dad's old property who I met yesterday for the first time. That was so nice. And, you know, just apologetic about the situation and, you know, how terrible it feels for my dad and all this. And I was like, that's next door. I think they came out when they saw the tow truck and the guy's moving his car so that the guy can get access to the car.
Oh, good.
So just like, that's awesome. Cause also what they've had to deal with that woman living there, you know, they said people are coming in and out at all hours. I'm sure that there was, we all know what that means. People coming in and out at all hours for just a couple of minutes at a time. And loud and just like, you know, she was a nightmare and said terrible, like was abusive to the neighbors and stuff. So like the fact that they wouldn't just be like, fuck you. Like this has been a nightmare that we've had to live with for the past fucking year. You know, instead they're like, oh, what can we do to help?
Yeah.
So not everyone's trash, just mostly everyone.
So how long were they, like, living? How long was she in the house, like, that house that the neighbor had to deal with? That was for, like, how many years?
Like a year.
It's crazy that they can't get this chick on some kind of fucking, even, like, because obviously, again, like Megan said, we all know someone goes in and out for a couple minutes. We all know what that means. They're giving a lot of high fives. And I can't believe they can't get her on some kind of high five charge now that there's COVID everywhere. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, hey, stop giving high fives to people.
Wink.
At fucking 3 o'clock in the morning.
They're working on it. I'll put it that way. So
there's got to be something because she's not very smart. And I know there's a whole, and I don't know what you want to talk about, but we can maybe talk about this on the Patreon. But I was thinking about this after we talked the last time. Privately, we talked about some stuff without you guys here, and we still love you, but sometimes your moms have private conversations. How was she to, like, the stuff that she was able to buy or, like, you know, like, get without any ID.
Yeah.
So that other guy is a bad... There's so many bad guys involved in this. And the problem when it's a bunch of bad guys is they all protect each other. Mm-hmm. So the cops or the detective... And here's an example. So we're talking about defund the police. Everybody relax. So here, this is an example. You don't need a police officer or a group of cops with fucking... firearms on their person in this situation. You need a detective.
Yep.
Somebody who uses their brain to put together pieces of a puzzle and tries to figure out, or we might even say detect, what a problem would be.
Who also, guys, just to let you know, when defund the police, yes, that doesn't mean, like we've said before, that doesn't mean, as apparently many people think, that just marauding fucking wild dogs will be roaming the street and we're all like going to be murdered in our beds. We will still have detectives, very helpful detectives, whose job it is to do this, actually catch criminals, not create criminals. So they have something to do.
Right. Yeah. There's so many, but the thing with bad guys like this, and this is why they, and at the end, obviously, like, bad guys never win in the end, but it's shitty when you're watching them still seemingly thrive. Mm-hmm. And I know that, like, morally, but she seems like she doesn't have a problem morally. This seems like it's really not bothering her as far as, like, oh, it's weighing on her conscience. That is the craziest thing to me. That's the craziest thing to me.
Oh, she's not bothered one little bit. She's doing good. She's great. For sure. You know what she's bothered by is that things are coming to a head. That's what she's bothered by. This is a classic.
Yeah.
You're not apologizing because you're sorry. You're apologizing because you got caught.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants an apology. So.
Yeah, that's not what we're here for.
Yeah.
We're not here for an apology. We're here for fucking, like, yeah, this is not like, oh, you guys, oops, okay, I'm really sorry. I know. I should just, let me just be honest and tell the truth. I did a bad thing. Now can I have a cookie? No, 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 no. This is not what this is. This is like, you need to be in jail.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And even she, it's, I still can't believe that the other apartment, that guy, because the bad guys then all work together because they have to try to protect each other.
Yeah.
But it's everything, the whole thing that she has built right now, the whole little like ecosystem that she has built for herself is all set. The foundation is like the fact that you're there.
She didn't see that
coming. And just like picking every.
That's.
No, the fact that you showed up. Is you're the foundation that she just thought she had. You're just picking it apart. You're just pulling. It's like a Jenga thing, and you're just pulling blocks from the bottom. Like, this is not real. This is not real. She's lying about this. This is not, like, so she's fucked, and she's just freaking out. Because, like, didn't you say she was always super nice to you? And, like, I want a picture of you and Preston, which is still the creepiest fucking thing.
I know.
And then as soon as you were like, hey, bitch, I'm on to you, and I'm here.
Everything changed.
Yeah, that's how you can tell. If you're dealing and you're not sure if someone's a good guy or a bad guy, if you think they're fucking with you and you call them on it, and if they stop being nice and if they lose their mind and attack you.
They're a bad guy.
Yeah, that's an easy way to tell. And I've told the story before, but when I dated a guy who I was pretty sure was married, I was like 23. And I worked in an investment bank. And this guy, Bo, he looked like a young Paul Newman, super hot.
Hello.
But I just got a weird... Oh, he was fucking, I mean, a smoke show. And he was a former like swimmer and water polo player. And I think he was like 38 or 39. He was a customer at the bank and he asked me out. And I was like, oh, and again, well, this is a whole other thing to get into because we're, you know, on, but as far as the sexualization of young girls, at the time I was 23 and this guy was like 38, 39. But I remember being like, this is so
cool.
Awesome.
This is cool.
And
I must be really mature. I must be really mature.
I know.
I'm going to be so... And then
I know. And, like, here's the thing is, when you're... However old you are, that's the oldest you've ever been. So you think you're pretty fucking mature? You think you're pretty fucking mature when you're 23? Because you're like, I can buy beer and I have a period. So I think I know what I'm doing.
I can also
here.
Rent a car in 2 years. So, like, don't even talk to me.
Yeah. So if you could just, like, step off, that would be super. Remember, we were dating, and I use the term very loosely, but we would go out, and, like, I used to have a joke about it in my stand-up, and my friends made fun of me, but there were all these warning signs that I just didn't pay attention to, because he was in medical sales, and so he drove a minivan, and I was...
Okay.
Okay? And he drove a minivan.
Do you guys, everybody raise their hands if you think you know where this is going.
Now... And I never went to, and this is, I'm not, now as I start to tell the story, I'm remembering I did a joke about it and but the joke is just the actual story that as
yeah,
soon
it's
as
not
you,
even, you didn't write anything.
As soon, it was just me describing to someone this great guy. I'm like, he's so fucking awesome. He's older. I've never been to his place. He drives a minivan and it's like, and
he
I
always
remember,
has snacks.
Yeah, he always has snacks and everything. And he has like a number one dad keychain. And he's like, no, that's because my dad is number one. We dated for probably like 3 or 4 months, and we would go out, and it was always on weekdays. And we would like, and he came to my apartment that I had an apartment in Seal Beach, but I just always got a weird vibe, like. He would either text a lot or not text at all. I wouldn't hear from him. And he was a salesperson. And I would hear from him for like a weekend. And he was always super nice. And I remember one time I'm like, oh, it's just weird. I didn't hear from you for like all weekend. And he was like, well, yeah, I lost my phone charger. I was at a work conference. And I lost my phone charger. And I'm like,
yeah, okay.
And I remember being like, okay, well, but you make excuses for different, you know, especially if you feel like in your dad's case, like, but in anyone, and this is anyone, people are easy targets of abusers and people just kind of taking advantage of you if you're lonely. And I tend to be a loner just in general my whole life, where I have like a couple people that I talk to, but I kind of keep to myself a lot. And so I was like, okay. And then I felt kind of dumb, but I'm like, well, I don't want to say anything and be embarrassed. And the one time I asked him, I was like, I think he's married. I'm going to just ask him. And he would always, he would bring up, we'd be talking, he'd have a couple drinks, and he'd be like, he's like, I mean, it doesn't bother you that I have a minivan, right? I mean, like, that's my work car. Is it like, it's like, and I remember being like, I don't give a shit, but he would get drunk and say weird shit, and we would spend the night together a couple times, and he would apologize in his sleep. He'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
If Jonathan is listening to this, which he is because he's writing it, Jonathan was like the only person that I hung out with really at the time. He's like been my... best friend for, like, since we were in elementary school, which is why he's such a perfect simulation.
Exactly.
Writer. But I remember he made fun of me because he was like, he apologizes in his sleep. And I'm like, dude, I know. He's like, you fuck. But he goes and he's like, you got to say something. So I thought, I'm going to be really brave and I'm going to say something. And he was always super, super nice to me. Very sweet, very sweet. And then I one time called him on the first time I called him on it. We just got done having dinner and we were like in the van and he goes, you seem in like a weird mood. Are you okay? And I go, this is a weird question, but are you married? Like, do you have, am I, and his face. Now, here's the thing. If he was not married, he would be like, oh my God, like that's crazy.
Yeah. Very calmly and regularly.
Right. Instead, what he did was his whole face changed. One of the scariest things I've ever seen. I remember his whole face changed and he took a deep breath in and he goes, you just not trust anybody? And I was like, well, no, I'm just asking. And he got super serious and he goes, and he's like, you know what? He's like, you have some fucking nerve. He goes, you're projecting onto me. And I go, I'm not trying
to. You're married.
Yeah. And I was like, and I go, no, I'm not projecting. It was this dude. It was so like, and I was like, okay, well, he just is mad. I remember he looked down at his lap. And when he looked up, it was like a possession with his
like
hand.
Like a different face.
He took his hand and he was like, and I go, I'm sorry. And he's like, and he took his hand against my throat and he slammed my head up against the mirror of the thing. And he's like, you better fucking apologize. Don't do this shit again. You're trying to destroy this relationship. This could be, you're trying to fucking destroy this because you can't handle this because you're too mature to handle a real relationship. And I'm sorry you're not the center of my universe. And he fucking held my neck up against the window and yelled at me about what a piece of shit I was for bringing that up. And then I was like, I'm sorry. And then I didn't see him again until he sent me flowers a month later. And then he choked.
So naturally you got back together with him.
I did. And then he choked me out. I didn't pass it, but he choked me on my bed for letting the water run while I was brushing my teeth. And then after that, I was like, I'm going to break up with this guy.
He said, my kids do this all the time.
Yeah.
It's like I'm fucking my children that my wife gave birth to.
Jesus Christ. I was like, are you mad I'm wasting water? He's like, no, the water's running. I'm out here trying to watch Dr. Phil and the cat is trying to work.
That goddamn world keeps spinning.